Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Breaking news as of Monday, which is the 1st of April, and I'm pretty sure this isn't a joke or an April Fool's prank. Gas prices going up in a few different places, Ontario, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and New Brunswick. Very specific. And they're saying it's going to be going up by about 5 cents or more as of April 1st, and then even an additional 5 to 10 cents after that.
Oh, boy.
So this, of course, coming from our buddy Dan McTeague of GasBuddy.com. Very smart when it comes to gas,
yeah.
Oil prices, what have you, barrels, things like that. I have to say that I appreciate this notice. This
big
is
time.
A good 3 days notice.
Mm-hmm.
I have 3 days to forget to not fill up with gas and be incredibly angry at myself on Monday.
Everyone does the same thing. Before the long weekend, I better get gas because the prices are about to go up, and you always forget, and you're always like, I blew it. Way to go, Clayton. Figure it out. I kind of forgot that April Fool's Day landed right when the carbon tax was going to be implemented. Wouldn't that be awesome
if
it just was a giant April Fool's prank? Just kidding, guys. No carbon tax. Everyone gets ice cream sandwiches instead. Yay.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Some people on Twitter were like, hey, I know that you're upset about the gas prices going up, but think about the people who fill up with premium gas. Think of those people, because their prices are going to be astronomically high.
Do they have to fill up with premium gas?
I don't feel bad for people who have to fill up with premium gas. And it's not like a have-to situation. Maybe some cars, like, require premium gas.
I think really high-level cars, like fancy ones do. Sean, my husband, used to fill up with premium gas in his Volkswagen, 1997 Volkswagen Golf.
Yeah.
And he was like, nothing but the best for my baby.
Well, of course.
Like, okay.
Some people with their cars are very serious. And again, some people on Twitter were like, I might have to switch from premium to regular.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. The horror.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Presented by O'Brien's Automotive. Online at O'Brien's.ca.
Let's get into it. First one is from Shane. Jesus Jones right here, right now. This one is great. Shane hears, Bob Dylan did meth just to sing about you.
That's the opposite of a confidence boost there. Someone needs to do meth to sing about you.
And Bob Dylan on meth? I don't know how that would be.
That would not be a pretty sight right there.
Not the correct lyrics, Shane. Bob Dylan didn't have this to sing about you.
This next one, this one's from Crystal. Prisms, take me to the captain. Great song. Crystal hears, take me to the cabin. I'm chilling while I'm here. So he wants them to take him to the cabin, but he's already chilling while he's there? How can he be chilling there if he's not at the cabin yet? Why am I analyzing this? It doesn't make sense anyway.
You're reading too much into it.
I know. Won't you take me to the captain and tell him why I'm here? Those are the real lyrics.
Last one of my favorites. This is from Allison, Prince, 1999. Such a good song. Allison hears 2000 Party Ovaries Out of Time.
If there's one thing I know about ovaries, it's that they like to party. Oh, man.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Not the right lyrics, Allison. Actually, 2000 Party Over Oops Out of Time. I only hear ovaries just getting down.
I'm picturing some ovaries in a club right now, like an old 80s disco, like dancing around.
Oh, I love it.
And that image is going to be in my head all day. Awesome.
Sweatpants in public. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Clayton says yay.
I'm all about the sweatpants in public.
I think this story requires a little bit of clarification. I feel, and I think a lot of people do as well, based on their comments on the Facebook page, that if you're allowed to wear sweatpants out in public, but they just need to be nice ones.
See, I have fancy going out sweatpants, and I have gross inside sweatpants.
Exactly. My husband has a pair of University of Saskatchewan Husky sweats that he's had for 20 years, it seems. And they have been worn so many times, they are no longer of that kind of like rigid sweatpant material. They're very, very soft and thin, and they've got paint stains on them. There's a rip. Those, he would never wear those out in public. Those are like home sweats, lounging sweats. But then, like you said, there are actually like quite nice sweatpants out there that you could wear in public.
And everyone, by the way, in Saskatoon has a pair of those gross husky sweatpants in their closet somewhere with the paw prints on the butt. Yeah. Ah, so classic. On our Facebook page, some people are like, well, if people can wear leggings, why can't you wear sweats? Exactly. Like, leggings are basically sweats. But yet, no one's going to be judging people if they see someone at Walmart. Oh, you're wearing leggings. Boo! Not that you'd boo someone who would be wearing sweats in public anyway, but when you wear sweats in public, some people are like, oh, sweats in public. Someone's let themselves go. And it's like, hey,
well,
okay.
Sometimes it's an emergency. Like, what if your kid is sick and you're at home in your sweatpants and you don't have time to even think about changing clothes and you just rip out in your sweats? You know, it's not a big deal, but I don't know. It's a touchy subject.
Some people are like all against it. Some people are like, no, all capital letters, 9 exclamation points. Why?
I like Lisa's comment. Never. Sweatpants are for yard work and campfires only.
See, sweatpants with pockets, I think, is okay. Sweatpants with pockets are usually like classy sweatpants. It's the sweatpants without the pockets. Because then you got to carry like your phone and your wallet and your keys in your hands and you don't know what to do. And
That is true.
Sweatpants with pockets. All sweatpants should have pockets, by the way. I get excited. It's kind of like when girls get excited when a dress has pockets. You know, when you're ever at a wedding and it's like, oh, guys, my dress has pockets. Guys do the same thing with sweatpants. It's like, bros, check it out. $10 and they got pockets.
We asked a question on the crew's Facebook page. Who knew it would start such a heated debate? And all it was, is wearing sweatpants in public good or bad? Yay or nay to sweatpants in public? And apparently it's a big resounding nay based on the Facebook page.
I just wanted to have some fun and talk about sweatpants. Because sweatpants are awesome. I love sweatpants. Again, we just asked it on the Facebook page. Sweatpants in public, yay or nay. That's literally it. And people are like, don't tell me how to live my life. What does it matter what I wear in public, huh? Come on. And it's like, I just want to know because I feel a little uncomfortable sometimes wearing my sweatpants at the grocery store. And I always wear my sweatpants at the grocery store. I don't let it change my attire at the grocery store. But it's like, does anyone else feel the same way as me? And apparently, that's a loaded question. We can't ask questions anymore, Stacey.
I guess not. It's also, too, though, it's a very weird subject because you can have sweatpants that are nice and you can have sweatpants that maybe aren't appropriate for going out in public because some people do have the nice, you know, fancier ones or dressy. I don't know if that's the right word.
Oh, yeah, they are.
But then there are the ones where it's like, gross, I can see your underwear through the hole in the back, which is, you know, been there for 15 years. Those are the kind of sweats you might want to reconsider wearing out in public. Like, let's face it.
Some people on our Facebook page were like, guys should never wear sweatpants in public. And I was like, why is that? Because apparently girls check out guys when they're wearing sweatpants.
It's a weird standard. I don't know if it's a double standard.
I had no idea that happened. I did not know that was a thing.
Well, you learn something every day, Clayton.
The Saskatoon Zoo is getting 2 Australian dingo pups.
Crikey!
And if you've never seen a dingo before, specifically dingo pups, they are...
They're pretty
adorable.
Cute.
Adorable. So, so cute. And I, for one, am excited about this. I haven't been to the zoo in a long, long time, but all the animals that the zoo is getting lately, and the animals that they already have...
The grizzlies
bears
are awake.
Are awake, yeah. I'm going to go to the zoo for sure now.
I saw the grizzlies last time I was at the Forestry Farm Zoo and Park. I was there for the zoo gala. I was impressed.
They're just huge animals.
They are massive, and they were scrapping. They're having a little bit of a scrap.
Really?
Which is, you're only separated by, like, they have an amazing view, viewing place where you can check out the bears, like glass windows where you look directly at them. And you're only separated by a glass, and it's just weird because they're fighting, and it's like, oh my God, please don't kill me. I know they won't, but still.
Man, it's a bear.
It was exciting, but really scary.
I want to go check out these dingo pups, but I want to go when no one else is around. Because you just know so many people are going to be dropping this line.
Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
Oh, cranky, shrimp on the barbie, ah.
That's not a dingo. Now that's a dingo.
I can't take the Australian jokes because, again, people only have the one. Maybe the dingo ate your baby. And they think they're the funniest person in the world.
Or the shrimp on the barbie.
Oh, the shrimp
like
on
that.
The barbie. Oh, P. Sherman, Wallaby Way, Sydney, Finding Nemo. Ha ha ha. That's not a knife. Crocodile Dundee. Opera keep, House.
Yeah, keep going with your Australian accent.
I can't take the Australian accent jokes because people just butcher the Australian accent. They don't have any more material than those two lines, and it's just like, ugh. You just know there's going to be abundance of those jokes watching the dingoes.
The other thing that is kind of maybe nice for this is, like, dingoes do have a bit of a bad rap. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it all does go back to that first clip we played, which was Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld joking about that line, which came from a news story where a woman had reported her little baby missing after being camping in the outback in Australia. Mm-hmm. And it came down to a dingo stealing the baby and possibly eating it. And so dingoes have a really bad rap as being, like, aggressive, nasty little dogs. And so maybe this will shed some nice light on them.
So they're cute, but they're nasty. Dingoes are my spirit animal, Stacey Cooper. The Weather Network had to apologize the other day to our good friends in Manitoba.
Uh-oh.
And before we get into it, can I just say that the Weather Network has the best background music of all time? I don't know about you, Stacey, but my parents love the Weather Network music. They would leave it on in the house for hours and hours and hours, and that's all I would hear is just the jingle. And it's like, wow. It's such a good song.
My parents used to have a tiny TV in their kitchen, a little one, and it was always, I think 43 was the Weather Network here in Saskatoon, and it was just constantly on the weather. And it's like, really? Nothing has changed since the last half hour was updated or the half hour before that, but it was always on. And if you change the channel, hey, put it back.
Never, ever change the Weather Network when your parents are watching the Weather Network. Huge no-no.
Yep.
But the Weather Network had to apologize to Manitoba because their meteorologists, whenever they're doing the weather for Western Canada, they always stand right where Manitoba is. So they cover up Manitoba, so you can't see the weather in Manitoba at all. And there were like hundreds of clips of meteorologists just standing in Manitoba, never moving, and then they'd switch to Eastern Canada and you never see it.
They have to stand somewhere to show you BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
And you would think that when it was time for Eastern Canada that maybe they would like slide over and step in front of Saskatchewan.
No, they basically forgot about Manitoba.
Maybe
kinda
they should insert a blank province. Ooh. For weather, you know, so they can just have somewhere to stand. They're not offending anybody.
Yeah, that's true. One idea online was like, well, why don't you put your meteorologist in like a big green suit? Because, of course, green doesn't show up on the screen because they're standing in front of a green screen.
Right.
And it could just be a floating head doing the weather.
There you go.
I don't know about you, but that is extremely creepy. Oh, wait, let's just go to the creepy weather head for today's forecast. Just his head floating there.